Hey everybody, welcome to the Almani Guys podcast. This is episode 5. My name is Kirk, and I got a new microphone, inspired by Jason Pang. And I'm here with Chow. What's going on, Chow?
Hey Kirk, hey guys, what's up?
Not much, just chilling. Also, Spencer is back, joining us. What's up, Spence?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm back again.
Always skips an episode. Oh, man. All right, we got some news for you guys today. We got some, looks like Hostess is going out of business. We're going to discuss that. Got some Laker news, a movie review, a Big D's review, and we got some Tech Talk and some Black Friday stuff to discuss. So, yeah, action-packed show. We're going to try to keep it under 30 minutes, and hopefully it'll go smoothly. All right, what's up first, Chow?
Okay, so probably one of the bigger news stories out of this week. Hostess going out of business. They filed for bankruptcy. There were some rumors that they were having some financial problems earlier this year, but it's official now. Mm. So number one question is, what's going to happen to my Twinkies, Kirk?
I don't know. I heard Twinkies are going to survive. So,
Well, there's two things that could happen. Usually when like a food company goes out of business, because it doesn't revolve like tech secrets or anything like that, it's just a recipe and the selling rights. So either A, they can go to the grave with the recipe and you'll never see it again. Or two, they could sell the rights to the Twinkies and the Ho-Hos and the Zingers to another company like a Nabisco or like a General Mills. And then they can continue the legacy of the product. But that'll take some time, anywhere between 6 to 9 months. So it could take some time before you'll see those products back in the show. So after they sell out their current inventory, right, you're not going to see any for a little while.
So it's going to be Nabisco's brings you Twinkies instead? Kind of like when Sonic the Hedgehog went to Nintendo?
Pretty much, yeah. It's still alive. Maybe they'll simplify the product portfolio and they won't have as many products, but the favorites like the cupcakes and the ding-dongs, they'll still be there.
Right. What do you think, Spencer?
Man, it's pretty crazy. Right after they announced it, the morning that they declared bankruptcy, I actually went to Target
and hoarded.
Right when I walked in, I looked at the shelf. Uh-huh. All Hostess products were already gone.
Oh, people are hoarding it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a natural disaster, right? Like the hurricane,
zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and when I got home after work, my brother, he said he went to Food for Less, and he actually walked in there, and he only saw maybe 2 boxes of Twinkies left.
Man.
Wow.
I guess it's too late to go tomorrow, huh?
Well, so I have a question, because is it that people are so on the pulse of the news that they went and bought all the stock, or what? Or is it just a coincidence? It can't be a coincidence, right?
No, it can't be, because they weren't even on sale, so everybody bought them for regular price.
Right.
And
it's like $3.50 or $4, right?
Yeah, I've always walked into Target at least once a week, and I always saw that they were fully stocked.
Holy crap. Chow, favorite Hostess product?
It's a tough one, but I got to give it to the Zingers, man. It's basically like a Twinkie, but supercharged with like icing on the top. And then either you got chocolate or vanilla in the middle. So it's basically like a Twinkie, but better.
I see. What about you, Spencer?
It would have to be the Twinkie.
I agree. I like the Twinkie. I mean, the cream-filled. You know what? I thought about making a tiramisu cake with Twinkies. Ooh. I think that would be awesome. But yeah, I don't know. That's just me. It may be blasphemy to chefs everywhere, but pastry chefs anyways. All right,
One thing hopefully that doesn't die is that over at the LA County Fair they have like fried Twinkies, so hopefully they can keep that in. They can keep the theme alive. I still haven't had one yet there.
I'm sure they'll find a lot of things to fry. I mean, they got Oreos and Oreos is what, Nabisco?
I think so.
Dude, once you go double stuffed Oreos, you cannot go back.
That's what they all say.
Oh, dude, eating a regular Oreo is not satisfying anymore. I gotta go double stuff. Speaking of Oreo, just really quick on a tangent. My favorite method of eating an Oreo, it's a little weird, but I put the whole thing in my mouth and then take a gulp of water and then chew with the water because the water starts to sog up. No, not milk. Water.
Looks a lot better.
Yeah, try it, guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, try it.
Thanks for the challenge.
All right, ciao. Laker news.
Okay, more Laker news. I know people never get enough Lakers, right? So last week we were talking about there was a coaching vacancy Lakers. As of last, I believe, Sunday morning, they hired the number list, Mike D'Antoni, ex-coach of the Suns and the Knicks. So since they hired him, the Lakers have been going on a little winning binge here. They won three of the last four games.
Nice.
They lost two of the Spurs, and they only lost to the Spurs by two. So that's pretty impressive. They've been playing home a lot better. They're on a homestand right now. So the last four games are at home.
Okay.
So the last two games ever since D'Antoni has been on the staff, he's like been in L.A. They scored 114 points and 119 points respectively. So that's by far the highest scoring totals they've had this year. Man. A lot more fast breaks. Shooting percentage has gone up. The bench has been playing better. Kobe just got triple-double this last game. So he's buying into the system. So he's even though he's getting his points, he's basically playing point guard while Steve Nash is out.
Man, very nice, very nice. Spencer, are you still a Lakers fan?
Oh, yeah, always.
L.A. What do you think of LA. The new coach?
I think he's going to do a pretty good job this season. Everybody seems pretty happy to have him on the team, especially Nash, you know, reunion.
Right. They got some history.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if he brings home the trophy, you know?
Oh, hey, definitely. L.A. is a front-running city, right? If you win, you're loved, right?
I guess so. Well, yeah, and then all the bandwagoners come out.
And then the bandwagons come to the
Kings, baby. Kings.
Jersey Pop, Jonathan Quick jersey, right?
That's right. Well, any other news in the NBA?
The Knicks, they were undefeated for the first six games of the season, so they got off to a really good start. Also, the Clippers.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Chow?
Been playing really good till they beat San Antonio and the Heat. So the Clippers have been playing really well too. So I'm not sure how long they can keep it up, but those two teams have been stepping it up. I'm sure they're not going to be winning at this pace, but I think they could definitely both be top four teams in the East and in the West if they keep it up.
Oh, speaking of Knicks, how is former Knicks Jeremy Lin doing? Over on where he's
Jeremy Lin, he's definitely not at the Lin sanity levels of last year, but he's playing okay. He's probably averaging like anywhere between like 10 to 14 points a game, like 6 to 8, 9 assists. So he's playing okay. He's not playing like great, but
is he starting?
He's a starting point guard, so he's playing all right. He's not playing bad. His turnovers are down as well. Mm-hmm. So he's a productive NBA point guard, but definitely not the Lin sanity of last year.
Right.
He's playing good enough to start at least. That's good for him.
Right. All right, we got some movie news. Have you seen this movie, Spencer? Skyfall?
Yeah, I actually saw it
James Bond
opening day.
Oh, yeah. Man. I really not enjoyed seen it, but let's hear it. What do you got, Spence?
I think it was a pretty good movie. They switched it up where this James Bond didn't have all those special gadgets and everything. Oops, isn't that, spoiler.
But Spencer, isn't that James Bond though? Like, that's the definition of Bond, right? The cars and the gadgets.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they basically gave him a car and just a gun. The only cool thing about it is the gun is fingerprint sensitive, I guess. It only reads James Bond's fingerprints.
Oh, so it has like a thermal technology on it, huh? Like a thermal scan technology.
Yeah, but it's just his fingerprints only.
So fingerprints.
Not a thermal. It's a biometric scan.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
It's like wrong terminology.
Did you see it, Chow?
Have not seen yet, but I've heard it's pretty good. Spencer, compared to the first, the last two Bond movies, what should I be looking forward to?
This movie, I didn't enjoy it as much as the first two.
So the first two being Casino Royale and Quantum Solace.
Because Casino Royale, cinematically and the editing, it was really well done. Even if it wasn't a James Bond movie, it was an excellent movie.
Man.
So in terms of like the plot and the action, Spence, like, how does it match up?
Action was there. I enjoyed the plot, but I considered Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace a little better. It might have also been it's been overhyped. I've heard reviews saying that this was the best James Bond movie out so ever. Really?
But Spence, I know that you watch a lot of movies. Usually you don't let the hype get to you, right? You try not to watch too many spoilers and too many trailers and need too many reviews.
Yeah, but I think I let everybody get to me.
That's kind of strange. Usually it doesn't get to you, Spence.
Yeah.
Because for me, I know for me personally, it does get to me. But I know other people, they do a lot better job kind of blocking it out, having their own opinion.
Yeah. See what I do? I just don't, like, watch TV at all or read anything. So I go in there and I'm like, what's this movie about? And I have absolutely no idea. And then I'm pleasantly surprised.
But then you could also run into movies that are just really bad because you didn't hear anything about them, right?
Hey, man, it's a double-edged sword. It happens.
And that's happened to me, too. I'm like, Mom, I've only read one review. Like, I had one friend that told me to watch this, and then I come in and it's like, man, it's horrible.
Hey, man. Well, yeah, you could listen to your friends. Like, Tyrone, he usually gives really good movie, critiques.
Depends on what you're looking for, if you like action.
Right. I think the only bad movie that I've ever seen in theaters was Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
I didn't think Pearl Harbor was that bad. It wasn't like great, but it was watchable.
I don't know, man.
One movie that I saw, it's been a while. This is when I was a kid. That was really bad. Dragonheart. That was a horrible movie.
Dragonheart. Oh, you know what?
Sean Connery. It was really bad.
You would figure
like, oh, a movie with dragons should be exciting. Like, there was like big chunks of the movie where there was like nothing going on.
And the movies that I've seen on DVD that are really bad, the Twilight movies, I didn't really get into it. It was kind of
Kirk, who suckered you into watching this?
What?
This queen?
No. Well, it's funny. I wanted to just see what the hubbub is all about, and then we watched it, and we were just like laughing the whole time. I was like, what is this?
Maybe it's like those scary movies, like it's a scary movie, like it's a parody of itself.
Let's not forget about Dragon Ball Evolution. That's another horrible movie.
Well, you can already know that was gonna be bad, right?
Oh my gosh.
It's like the Dead or Alive movie.
And another one that I really didn't like was The Last Airbender.
I heard you talk about this.
That was just bad.
I think that game on IGN got like a 1 or like a 2.0.
The game?
Yeah, they had a game. It was like one of the worst games of that year.
Yeah, you know, nothing lives up to the cartoons. That's why. Cartoons are so good. It's ridiculous. Spencer, have you seen it? Yeah, you
know Avatar. Yeah, right? Yeah. When I heard about it, I think it was M. Night Shyamalan. His kids were actually, you know, fans of the show. And I think after the movie came out, his kids were just really mad at him.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. That's so funny if that's true.
Yeah.
Chow, you got to get into this, man. Let's do a review. Avatar review next week.
Bad movie review corner, right?
Yes. Horrible. All right.
So Spence, what's the final verdict? I'm gonna watch it like next week. Is it going to be worth my $8 on matinee?
For Skyfall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's well worth the $8.
Go watch it.
How about if I paid full price, like $15?
Probably not. I wouldn't recommend. Okay.
Matinee.
Yeah.
I haven't, for sure. I haven't seen a movie since, like, Breaking Dawn. I mean, not Breaking Dawn. What am I talking about?
Avengers?
No. Oh, yeah, I've seen Avengers, yeah. But did, what was that movie with the girl with the boat? Hunger Games. Did that come out after?
I think so.
I think that was the last movie I saw with Queen, because she went off to school, so I don't do the whole go to the movies by myself thing. And I haven't seen Batman yet. She's seen Batman. I have not seen Batman.
Well, Kirk, Batman. I was going to mention it. Batman's coming out on Blu-ray. It's coming out in like a couple weeks, so you might want to pick it up or get it on Netflix.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to have to. I have to watch it. Everybody's like spoiling it for me. You know,
it's like if you don't watch it the first 3 weeks, might as well just wait for the disc.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I got some catching up to do. We got some shows to watch, like Parks and Rec, Community. Anybody watch that? What else is there? All the South Park episodes I've missed. Family
Kirk,
Guy.
You got plenty of time. It's winter hiatus soon, Kirk, so you'll have a lot of time to catch up.
I hope so. All right, let's move on. Spencer, you went to Big D's. Should I say, what was it? Big D Out.
Yeah, it's Big D Enter Out Burger. It's our local burger joint in Omani. I've read some reviews.
Durfee and Valley?
Yeah, it's on the corner of Durfee and Valley, right in Omani. And people give it 4 or 5 stars, actually.
On Yelp?
Yeah, on Yelp. And a lot of them actually say it's comparable to In-N-Out. They have the Double D Burger with cheese, which is the double-double.
Right.
And they have their version of animal fries, which they call wild animal fries.
Ooh, wild fries.
Wait, what's in it?
It's the exact same thing, same ingredients as they would have at In-N-Out.
Very nice.
Yeah. And price-wise, before, it used to be significantly less than In-N-Out, so it was worth the money. Right now, prices are equivalent, if not a little bit more expensive than In-N-Out.
Thursday nights?
Right now, they have deals. It's Thursdays and Sundays.
Oh, nice.
They're $1.09 for a burger, and I think it's an extra 80 cents to add cheese.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
So you can get a cheeseburger for $1.89 at Big D Enter Out Burger.
More commonly known as Big D's.
Big D's to all of our locals.
And they got more stuff. I mean, they got chicken sandwiches. They got like chili cheese fries.
Yeah, they have corn dogs, hot dogs, onion rings.
So, Kirk, let's say I'm visiting Omani and I can only go there one time. What would you recommend that I would get?
Oh, man, I haven't been there in forever, but I like the classic cheeseburger. Extra grilled onions. Yeah.
And Spence, what would you get? What would you recommend for a first timer?
I really enjoyed their chili cheese fries with extra grilled onions.
That's a good place. You know, I grew up, you know, throughout high school, middle school and high school. We used to hit up Big D's after school, go buy a bag of fries and walk home snacking on fries. And that's just kind of where I learned to eat burgers or fall in love with burgers, because I never really liked McDonald's. Burger King was pretty good. I think the best out of the, you know, the franchise joints is Carl's Jr. I don't know if you guys agree, but
Carl's is good. They have a lot of variety in their charbroiled.
Yeah, and the value menu, like the dollar menu, 99-cent chicken sandwiches back in the day. I don't know if they still have it, but man,
that was good. Still
do. Nice, but I remember just going to Big D's and hanging out after school, buying some stuff, and I gotta go. When's the next time you guys want to go? Maybe next time I'm in town or something.
A Thursday or a Sunday.
It's a post Thanksgiving feast. It's been post Thanksgiving feast.
After Carlo's house or what? Is that happening?
Yeah, right after.
immediately after.
And immediately before lining up for Black Friday, right?
Oh, yes. No, it's the food for lining up at Black Friday. Oh, yes.
Just stock up and they just be there, like, freezing your ass off.
Yeah, because they're open till midnight or 1 a.m.?
Some places are opening up at 9 p.m.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Like Target.
Well, we could talk about some Black Friday stuff while we're here. So what's going on, Chao?
So the deal this year, not as good as previous years, but I still have some deals for our listeners. Over at Walmart, they have a lot of games on sale. Two that I like to highlight: NBA 2K13, so brand new, just came out this past September, for $25. Mm-hmm. Also, action RPG Dishonored, also $25. So that game just came out a couple months ago. So it's a highly rated RPG on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 3. So good to pick up if you like to game on the cheap. $25 for a brand new game is hard to beat, right?
Right.
And also, I think if you go to the Black Friday ads 2012, there's a bunch of other games on sale there as well. So if you like games, $25 and less, lots of options for you.
Very nice, very nice. What else we got? Radio Shack?
Also, Radio Shack, they have a pretty good stocking stuffer here. For $10, you can get a 32-gigabyte SanDisk flash drive, USB flash drive, at Radio Shack. So they're probably going to have a lot of those. So even if you roll on in the afternoon, you probably grab yourself a $10 flash drive, because those always come in handy, right?
Yeah. I mean, mostly I use my phone now, but you have to bring an extra cord on that.
Yeah, so $10 just to give away or just to have around the house, the office, definitely a good bargain. You could put a bunch of HD movies on that and just transfer that around, I guess.
Right.
Also, at Target, that pretty good bargain for the Nook Civil Touch e-reader. It's $49 flat. So if you don't want to invest in a tablet yet, for $50, you can get a nice e-reader, nice little stocking stuffer or a gift.
That's pretty good. $49,
huh? Yeah, because I think they're going for like $70 or $80 right now, right? So that's like 40% off.
Wow. Very nice. And also, I'm sure
the e-reader will probably sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Amazon.com, I think they posted their Black Friday deals. But make sure to check that out. They have some cool stuff sometimes. Like right now, what am I? I'm looking at the outerwear, I guess, for women and men. Huh. I don't know, buying clothes online. I'd never do it, but I guess if you
could buy like you could buy like socks and shirts, I guess, right?
Yeah, you could do that generic stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy like a jacket online or jeans.
Yeah.
If you know your size. Why not?
I see a lot of PC games on sale on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
Already prepared for Black Friday. That's true. A lot of them are going for 75% off and more. And not just old games, but I see some that are like FIFA Soccer 13. It's already half off.
Very nice.
So Kirk, I know that Black Friday, we're getting a little old for camping out Black Friday, but what are some of your favorite moments from Black Friday, or what are some of your best deals that you ever got for Black Friday?
Oh, man. The best deals, I think, back in the days were the big spindles of CDs. Do you guys remember when we used to burn CDs?
Oh, yeah. I think I still might have some of those.
I still have some. Definitely.
It is ridiculous. There's like a kiosk full of CDs, and we just pile them into the shopping cart. Another thing, I remember this is right when I got back from basic training, and I had a lot of money. I think that's the first Black Friday I've ever been to, because I had a lot of money from basic training, and, I wanted to spend it on something, and I bought, like, a computer. I bought a second computer, which is actually for Scott, my brother, and then I bought a laptop for myself. So it was I went kind of crazy. It was
How much did you spend, Carl? Like almost 2,000?
Yeah, almost 2K. Yeah, wow. That was insane. No, actually, no. It was less than that. Way less, because I remember getting a good deal. I want to say no more than $1,300 to $1,500.
Is that before rebates? I remember that was the era of rebates, right? Mail-in rebates.
No, that's after rebates.
So how much was it before rebates? Like maybe a little more.
Probably like 17. 18,
okay, that's still pretty good. That's still pretty good, though. You got three computers for like $1,500. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Toshiba satellite. That thing would not die. I would leave it in my car, let it bake in there, all this stuff. The only thing that was problematic was the screen. It kept turning off, and I think Tyrone had that same issue. If I remember correctly, he had the same laptop or something, but I think you could get it fixed. But yeah, that was super fun.
How about you, Spence? Any good memories from Black Friday?
Just camping out at Fry's.
Oh yeah, the hot dog vendor guy.
Yeah, people had their mahjong tables out.
Oh my gosh,
they had
the hardcore Asians, right?
Yes,
truly hardcore. Yeah, that was. I remember this one moment. I think because I really needed a piss. This was another year, and then me and Tracy, we walked in because like everybody was like running like madmen into the building, right? Looking for the deal, I guess. And then me and Tracy, we just like went to the bathroom because we needed a piss so bad. And then when we came back out, we were just kind of strolling, and everybody else around us were still frantic. And we were like, man, this is kind of surreal. We're just kind of strolling, and you know, everybody's like fighting true capitalism over here.
There was a story, I think, over in Northridge last year. Some lady was like macing people at a Walmart.
Oh,
do you guys remember that?
I think I remember hearing something, but like I feel like that happens every year. Like somebody gets trampled.
Like, well, I think the thing that made this one unique was that it was in Southern California. Usually it's like somewhere in the Midwest. This one was like in LA.
Right.
So that was kind of crazy. I was like, man, getting maced for like a $200 netbook or something. It's kind of crazy, right?
That, man, just the animosity that comes with Black Friday is kind of ridiculous. It is seriously ridiculous. Like, people die over Black Friday, you know?
Yeah. I remember 2, maybe 3 years ago, I went to a Walmart, a 24-hour one. And at the strike of midnight, we walked inside, and they had caution tape around the areas where they knew the items were going to go on sale. And right when midnight struck, you would see the crowd run towards those areas. And I saw people jump over the crowd and into those stands,
mosh pit, man,
where all the DVDs and video games were. That was insane.
God. Hey, Spence, I have a tagline for Amazon. Amazon, yeah. Black Friday, deals to die for.
Oh. What about you, Chow? You got memories?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Spence. A lot of it was just getting in line, the atmosphere, not necessarily spending a lot of money, but just trying to get cheap deals, getting, I use Black Friday to buy gifts for other people a lot of times.
Right.
So a lot of good deals on software, you know, music CDs when those were popular. So that's kind of, for me, I usually didn't spend too much money on myself because I would just, you know, try to get deals throughout the year, but it's definitely a good time to go shopping for other people and to just kind of hang out with your friends and to be dying outside in like 45 degree weather.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, you got that Thanksgiving dinner baking in your stomach. You know, it's all good times.
Yeah.
I think, not like a crazy deal, but one of my favorite deals I got during Black Friday was Warcraft 3 Battle Chest for $30. And that was like $60 retail price. So you got it for half off. Wow. So that was a game that I really wanted to play, but I didn't want to spend full price for it. So that was probably one of the better deals I saw, because a lot of people, I know we bought like copies for other people too, because it was such a good price. Because the game never went on sale.
Oh man, that brings up memories. I remember one time we were at your house. We were LANing it up back when, you know, we bring our laptops and LAN it up. at Chow's house, and I guess we were in your. You have another room that's like.
It's like a den.
Yeah, and then I remember we had to bring the heat dish out because it was so freaking cold, and we were just playing Dota. And it was like, I was really new at Dota, and I remember I was playing Rasta, right? And Danny was chasing me, and then boom, my ultimate cooldown, and then I just popped it, and I entangled him, and then I actually killed him, and everybody was cheering, and I was like, yes, feels good. That was back in the day, and we got Dota 2 and all that.
Well, we'll have to bring back the LAN party one of these days.
LAN party, yeah. Age of Empires.
Just make it like a 4-person LAN party.
Unreal Tournament, guys. I used to rule at that. That wasn't even fair.
Our desktop's gonna come back in.
Oh, with the CRT monitors.
Bring your 24-inch monitor, right?
Yeah,
the giant heavy ass monitors. Man, all right, let's move on. We gotta keep this short, I guess.
Short and sweet, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's see what's this all about. Thinking about thinking, the anchoring effect. confirmation. But was that Tom's segment?
Yeah, that was Tom's segment. I can kind of go over it real quick.
Okay, yeah, what's that about?
So it's just an interesting article that Tom posted. It's basically stating that you have a lot of your thought process that you think like, oh, I'm getting this product or I'm doing this because I'm making the best decision. But when in reality, it's kind of shaped by outside forces or influences. Okay. So, for example, the article, I think it had something stating like when you are trying to get a price for like something like car insurance. And Kirk, like, let's say I asked you, how much do you think it would cost for car insurance? And I said, okay, well, I usually pay $200 and my dad pays $1,000. You know, and let's say you knew nothing about car insurance. How much would you say that you would pay for car insurance for 1 year?
$200, I guess.
So I already kind of swayed your answer based on just throwing out a number, out a ballpark figure, 2 to 1,000. I think in actuality, I pay like about $400 for car insurance. So if I didn't give you those numbers, what would you have said? I just said how much do you think car insurance costs for the average person?
Like if I didn't know anything
about it. Yeah, if you
didn't know. That'd be hard. I don't know. About like $500 or something.
Yeah, so I could definitely you could really influence a person's response based on how you lay out a question if you give them parameters or kind of choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called the anchoring effect. So it's kind of I ask you like, where do you want to go eat? You might give me any answer, right? But if I ask you, Kirk, like, hey, Kirk, where do you want to eat? Do you want to go eat at IHOP or you want to go eat at Denny's? You're going to give me one of those answers the majority of the time, right?
Right. That makes sense.
So it's kind of a little psychology and also just a little human. Like humans, they think that their choices are independent of like kind of what we were talking about with Skyfall. If Spencer went into the movie, he would have enjoyed himself, right? But because people were like, man, this is the best movie ever. This is the best Bond movie ever. You got to watch it. He was a little disappointed, right? Because other people said it was so good. And if it didn't match up with what other people said, he was a little disappointed, right?
Right. That's interesting. I had something to say about that. Can't remember now. Oh, yeah. See, it's kind of funny. I was listening to, I feel like this was on another podcast or something where, like human beings tend to, I want to say like nowadays anyway, people like choices, like multiple choice things. Like if I said to you, where do you want to eat? You know, a common response would be, oh, what are my choices? You know? And that confines a lot of people's thinking, but, oh, do we lose somebody? What's going on here?
I'm here.
Looks like I dropped out for a second.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, what I was saying is that, like, a lot of people do like multiple choices, I feel like, because you don't have to think about it. Like, something's like In-N-Out, right? Or not multiple, but, like, small group of choices where you go to In-N-Out, it's just burgers, and that's it. Yeah, you know, there's no huge menu. Like,
what should I get? Well, there's only two things you can get: burgers and fries.
Right. Pretty much. Yeah, and shake. It sounds like your mic's a little low, Chow. What's going on? Anyway, while Chow's getting that fixed, I could talk about Straight Talk. Finally. All right. We need to talk about this. Like
4 weeks later.
I know. Keep bumping it. So okay, me and Queen have been trying this this prepaid plan because all of us are on carriers, subsidized phones, 2 year contracts, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
20 to 22 month upgrade period.
Yeah, exactly. So I was reading, doing a lot of research because first of all, Queen's going off to school, or she's already off to school and not working. So I have to figure out how can I pay for this, because it's not really feasible paying, you know, $75 a month after taxes and all that for my Sprint Unlimited plan when I don't even hit that mark where it's like you need unlimited data, you know, or talk or text, all that stuff. So I was doing some research and I heard about prepaid plans, and then there's a variety of them out there, actually. Like T-Mobile is another pretty good choice. Pay-as-you-go. So I decided to go with Straight Talk, and the deal with Straight Talk is that you need to bring your own device. So it has to be a GSM on certain bands. I think it's 850 and 1900 megahertz or something like that. And for me, the best option at the time, like price wise, was the unlocked Galaxy Nexus straight from the Play Store. So I decided to go with that. I bought it. It came in. I bought the SIM card, because you need a Straight Talk SIM card. And I got the AT&T ones because they piggyback off either T-Mobile or AT&T towers, which are the two GSM carriers in the U.S. And I decided to go with AT&T. So I've been using that. So it's different in that the coverage, like when I was with Sprint, I could always jump on Verizon because, you know, CDMA. So I could either be on Sprint network or, if I'm not getting reception, go on Verizon network. And Verizon has a huge coverage area. But so I have to deal with AT&T and only AT&T because there's no roaming involved, which is fine because it works most of the time anyways. Like when I need it to work, it works.
Sometimes. No carrier has 100% coverage, so you're exactly. Just going to have exceptions sometimes.
Right, that too. Check your microphone settings. Is it like switch back to something? Let me see. Anyway, so I got the Galaxy Nexus. One advantage of getting the Galaxy Nexus from the Play Store is that you get updates pushed out really fast. So I got Jelly Bean, you know, as fast as the Nexus 7, basically. Jelly Bean. I'm running Android 4.2 Jelly Bean. It's pretty nice, and I think it's a little better than 4.1. But I was having battery issues the first couple of days, but I think now it's resolved. I don't know what was going on, but my phone was turning hot.
The phone, when you update to new firmware, it basically has to recalibrate all the caches.
So that's confused, probably
it. Because it basically has to calibrate. It takes about 2 to 3 days. So that's like with any update.
Yeah. Okay, about Straight Talk itself. So I bought the first month. I was kind of testing the waters, so I bought just 1 month. It's $45 for unlimited talks, talk, text, and data. The data with a caveat of I think a throttle at 2 gigs. That's what everybody says, but I've never hit 2 gigs, so I cannot confirm. Some people say that they throttle it at 5 gigs. So I've never gotten a straight answer for where they throttle it. But if you're a light user, you're around...
And you probably don't want to find out, right, Kirk?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm around Wi-Fi all the time, so I switch to that whenever I can. And, you know, I never really go near the cap. What else? It's HSPA plus speeds, so it's not bad. I get about, like, 3 to 5 megabits up. No, not 5. Like 3 megabits up, I would say. Or down, I would say.
That's plenty fast to watch, like, YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can watch YouTube. And one advantage is you don't have to pay for tethering. So I could just use my phone as a hotspot and tether my Nexus 7 to it. And it works out great. You know? And Queen does that, too. Sometimes she tethers her Wi-Fi-only iPad. And it works out. So that was the first month. I got the $45 plan, and then I was like, okay, I'm sold. I'm going for a longer commitment. They sell up to a year, but I don't see the point in the year because it doesn't save you much money. So you can buy a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month, bulk prepaid minutes, I guess. But I went with the 6 month because it brought my monthly down to about a little under $42 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. I mean, that's pretty good. So if you want to try, if you're tired of carrier restrictions, you know, always getting those carrier apps, like the NASCAR or something like that.
Hey man, I really like my Sprint Zone and my what other carrier apps I have? The NFL app.
Oh jeez.
NBA app. Sprint Music.
Yeah, all that stuff. If you're not, you know, looking to use any of that stuff and don't want it on your phone, then go with an unlocked phone. Right now, the best deal out there is the 8 GB LG Nexus 4, and that's it was on sale on the Play Store, but it sold out. So whenever that comes back, go and get it. Get the prepaid SIM card from Straight Talk, buy some minutes, and boom, you're set. I mean, no more high monthlies, because I was paying between Queen and I, we had a shared plan, so it was $150 after taxes. And in California, if you buy the plans, it's free. So I mean, it's tax free. So $45 is $45 out the door. So that's something to consider. No service fees, none of that stuff.
So Kirk, what type of user would most benefit from this Straight Talk prepaid plan?
I would say anybody who doesn't use too much data, because again, there is that looming threat of getting throttled.
If you're using like 5 or 10 gigs of data, probably not the best plan for you, right?
Probably not. Yeah, you would want to go with like an unlimited plan, like Sprint, or if you had the old, you know, AT&T Unlimited or Verizon. Do they still have
unlimited? T-Mobile is unlimited now too.
Oh yeah, you know, something like that. I heard T-Mobile was also throttled, or is that no more?
They just changed it like 2 months ago, so I'm not sure how long they're going to keep it, but for now it's unlimited.
Okay, I see. Other people who can benefit from it are just maybe older people that don't consume as much on their phones, but they just want a smartphone. So older users,
fixed income, that would be good, right?
Oh yes, definitely.
Because then it's off contracts. So if you're short on money, you don't have to pay. You can just get voice minutes, right?
Yeah, you can. There's also the 1,000 minutes or whatever plan on Straight Talk, which is like a 30 megabyte, you know, data plan.
I have my dad on a I'm not like as big a proponent of prepaid as Kirk, but I have my dad on a prepaid, and I only pay $100 a year for 1,000 minutes. So that's, for him, it works out really good because he doesn't go online or text, but he likes to talk long distance. So that's a good value for him. That's only $8 a month for him.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to convince my dad to go on it too, because he's in Xiamen, China, most of the time. He works over there, but he has a contract over here. He's only here like every other month for like a week, yet he has a contract here. You know, it doesn't make sense. You'd think he would, you know, it's almost like he's vacationing now in the U.S., you know? So whenever you go somewhere to vacation, obviously you get phone or a prepaid minutes or something of that area. So
maybe if he doesn't want to manage it, if he doesn't want to switch carriers, he'd like do it online, like do the vacation plan, like when he leaves and when he comes, I guess, if he doesn't mind doing that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but I don't know. It's just it's a big money saver in my opinion. If you're happy with the AT&T or T-Mobile network with enough coverage, I think you're going to do fine. Honestly, I highly, highly recommend, because I have a lot of poor friends, you know, and they're stuck in carrier contracts. It's like, geez. In the end, I don't know. I don't think it works for Android phones the best, I think, because if you want to get an iPhone, especially an iPhone 5 unlocked, it is ridiculous.
It's like $700. Like 600 or 700.
Yeah, it's like $700, I think.
Yeah, so at that point, it doesn't really make sense, because you have to put like that money up front, which is quite a bit.
Right, versus a subsidized phone is like $200.
I mean, yeah, or even if you get the older iPhone, it's $100.
Right, you're not going to be saving much money. Like after 2 years, you'll probably save like, I don't know, $30-$50 or something.
Kirk, how about for our friends that have a Windows phone? Would this be a decent alternative for a Windows phone?
I think so. I don't have any experience with Windows phones, but yes, you can use Straight Talk on any phone that has a 850, I think 1900 megahertz band or something like that. I mean, it's all on the website at straighttalk.com.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So definitely, I think people that are, you know, tired of high monthly bills or being in contracts, that's definitely a good option if you don't mind some of the restrictions.
Yeah, it's, you know, the hardest part is convincing people that it is a good option, because you do pay up front. You pay up front for the phone. You know, $300 for a new phone unlocked versus $200 for a new phone with upgrade or whatever, and a 2-year contract. So, I don't know. I mean, it's more realistic now with the Nexus 4 being $300 for a really good phone. So, but before, your options were, I mean, if you bought an iPhone 4S, $500, I think.
But like, Kurt, let's say I don't like the Nexus device. Let's say I want to get something like, I don't know, Samsung Galaxy S3. Or
you could find an unlocked Samsung Galaxy S3 for about $500 something, I think.
So still not as cheap as the Nexus, but still reasonable, right?
Still reasonable. You'll be saving money up to that point. I mean, even with the $700 iPhone, you're over 2 years, you're still gonna net minusculely more money or saved if you go with Straight Talk, but it's only like $50 or something. So I don't know. I don't like, for me personally, I don't like seeing the monthly reoccurring bills of, you know, $150 or more. I'd rather see it boom, one and done. I don't have to worry about it for a while. And like car insurance or something like that.
Pay, yeah, because then you pay for it, and then it's just, you already know how much exactly you have to pay. Whereas with the monthly bill, they can raise your taxes, they can change whatever, so it's kind of not consumer friendly.
Yeah, I like it. Any of you guys thinking about it?
I am not.
Spencer's all about the carrier.
Well, I consume a lot of data.
That's right.
And I would reach that cap within a day. Ooh, easily.
That's right. No LTE, guys. No LTE on this. Oh, so if, man, you need your LTE like Spencer does, it's not for you.
Yeah, it's tough without a LTE.
These are truly first world problems. It is tough with no LTE, guys.
I can't life watch my tough. Netflix in HD. I have to wait 10 seconds for it to buffer.
Cannot handle that. All right. Well, that's my rant, or my segment on Straight Talk. If I come up with any problems... Oh, problems that I do see sometimes, it's just AT&T network is a little spotty sometimes. Problems with Straight Talk, I haven't ran into any yet, knock on wood, you know. That's it. I mean, it's scary throwing all that money down, because you're doing $350 or so on a phone, and then another $250 on a 6-month plan. Yeah, that's a lot of money. But if you do the math, you're at a net gain if you do that. So I highly recommend it. I cannot recommend it enough, actually.
All right, sounds good, Kurt. Definitely a good option. Once my contract runs out with Sprint, I'll definitely be looking around for the best deals for carriers.
Yes, please do. I'm rooting for Danny to do it, because it looks like I'm getting through to him.
I think he'll be willing to do it, because he's not like crazy power user, so, and he likes to update, so that's someone that makes a good target for Straight Talk, where someone like Spencer, who uses, like, I don't know how much he uses, like 10 or more gigs a day, like, it's not gonna work, you know? He's gonna get booted off the plan right away.
Right, exactly. Alright, that brings us to a close, pretty much. What do we got left? Pick of the week.
Pick of the week, my favorite.
Alright, I guess I'm talking about Minecraft. I just started playing Minecraft, guys. It is highly addictive. It is insane.
For the non-gamers out there, what is Minecraft about, and why should I play it?
Okay, imagine Legos, where you can just... Like, you have infinite Legos, and you can build whatever world you choose to play in. It's a huge sandbox system, and you do what you want, and it's just so fun. And there are a lot of game mechanics in it, like slaying monsters, slaying dragons, you know, looking for diamonds. That's, like, the big thing. And, I don't know, it's just building things. If you have an imagination, you can do anything. I've seen people do insane things in Minecraft. It's like they built computers, because they have like a circuit system. They built computers in it, and it's kind of ridiculous. I have barely scratched the surface because I'm not as creative, I guess, and I just build like rail or minecart rails and that kind of stuff. But it's super fun. I highly recommend it. It's about $26-$27 on Minecraft.net. And yeah, I host a game. I run a server on my computer, and right now there's just like three of us playing, building this world. It's super, super fun. I hope you guys get into it so we can play, actually. What do you think, Chow? Minecraft?
Sounds pretty good. Usually not the type of game I would usually play, but, you know, maybe if it gets cheap enough, I'll check it out.
Definitely. Spence?
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I've had a lot of friends and family actually play the game, but I have not played it myself. But seems pretty fun since I hear everybody's really getting into it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what's this AirDroid all about?
Okay, so this is a pretty cool app that I just picked up this past week. It's an Android desktop client, so it's totally free. And you can basically sync up your phone through Wi-Fi with like Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi Direct to your desktop. And then you could access all the functions on your phone from your computer. So if you want to listen to music, if you want to watch videos or look at pictures, you could do that easily. If you want to back up your apps or contacts, you do that pretty easily. And it's super fast too. The transfer rates are like almost, they're like 700. It's like a 700 like kilobyte per second transfer rate. So it's really fast compared to USB or even over like a LAN. It's or even over like internet connection. It's a lot faster. So if you want to just transfer all your stuff to your computer to back it up, you can do it really fast. Another cool feature that a lot of these type of programs don't have is it has a SMS support as well. So if you don't use Google Voice, you can text message on your computer with the app. Nice. So how it works is that you download the app on your phone, you go to airdroid.com, you type in the code that your app tells you to type in, and then it connects it. It's secure, and then you have access to everything on your phone. So.
Oh wow.
The best thing about it is that it's really fast. Like when you sync it up, it takes like maybe 2 seconds, and then there's barely any latency because it uses Wi-Fi Direct to access stuff off your phone.
So pictures, music, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like, let's say I have like a podcast on my phone. I can just listen to it. I can just download it through Wi-Fi Direct and listen to it on my computer without having to re-download it.
Right. So I see.
It's especially if you can't really like mess around with your phone at work, or you just are just charging your phone, or just, you know, you want to be able to do stuff on the computer while doing stuff on your phone, you can do both at the same time.
That sounds pretty cool. Is it free?
It's totally free. I put the link in the show notes so people can check it out. Even if you don't use it that much, it just makes yourself go a lot faster because, you know, like typing into a touchscreen is kind of slow. So if you can type out your text messages and things like that with the QWERTY, with the keyboard, it's a lot faster. That's pretty cool. And interface is very nice too. It has a shades of like maybe like a Mac OS X interface, so very simplified interface. It's really neat. Yeah, really really fast, really powerful. I showed it to Spencer and he picked it up within like a minute. You know, like 30 seconds, he already got like used to it. So it's really easy to use as well.
How do you like it, Spence?
Yeah, it's very simple. You download the app, and it doesn't even seem like it installs. You just run it, and it opens.
So what do you use it for? What do you use it for?
For me, I'll probably just use it for transferring. It seems like it transfers a lot faster through Wi-Fi Direct than through the hardwire.
Nice.
Yeah, the good thing is you don't have to install anything on a computer. So if you're like on a work computer or a secure computer, you don't have to install like a program, because I know a lot of work computers, you can't do that. You just use it's using HTML, like the website.
I see. All right. Spencer, you got a pick for us?
Pick? Mine was just going to Big D's this week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
You know, Thursdays and Sundays, $1.09 for a burger.
How much is that after taxes? Like $1.20?
Yeah, about $1.20.
That's a good deal. Then with cheese, so that'll be like $2 for
$2.
Dude, that's a really good deal. All right. I'm all for it. Well, I guess that's bringing our podcast to a close. Went a little over on time. Didn't make the 30-minute mark.
Not quite. Not this week.
Just a little over.
Yeah, hopefully next week. We'll see. We got to get our timing down, I guess. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Today was November 18th. We recorded this around, 9:30. Went a little overboard. But my name is Kirk, and I'm joined by Chow and Spencer. Have a good night, guys.
See ya. All right, peace out.
See you next week.